under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle fly high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into today, Tuesday, November 21st, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate all the text messages and the phone calls and the prayers. Technical difficulties at the home studio this morning. Finally got it fixed. Thank you, Devin Lawrence and Dell Reynolds. Greatly appreciate you guys working on it this morning. Technology. You absolutely love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't. But we are back on track. Everything's back up and running. 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Both websites, yourdefendingfathers.com as well as WCHY.us. And both phone apps, Simple Radio and TuneIn. Everything is working now, so greatly appreciate it. Officer Rick reporting in for duty today. Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County. He's at work this morning working as a school cop today. So greatly appreciate him. I want to ask you a question about that, Rick. Are you getting to develop a relationship with the students? Do you walk the halls? Do you interact with the kids? You know what? We're going to have him on the show and talk to him about it. Greatly appreciate what a school resource officer does. One of the things I think that we're looking at, and he just texted me back, and his answer was yes. So that's good to know. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things that people need to know is that there is a political war going on within the Republican Party. The establishment folks greatly reject the idea that a woman, a Christian woman, and I'm going to go so far as to say a black Christian woman, was elected by we the people, the precinct delegates of this state, at the state convention. I'm calling the establishment donor class of the Republican Party racist because she's black, sexist because she's a woman. And I'm even going to go so far as to say I believe they're godless, Satan worshipers. Lucifer controls their world. Not the Jesus Christ, the God, the Father I know. Because they are full-blown at war with Christina Caramo, the chairwoman, the black chairwoman, the Christian chairwoman, and the fact that she's a female is just even more icing on the cake. I have seen posts on social media. People have sent me screenshots. I cannot believe the racist, flat out, I'm talking KKK type of attacks that have been thrown at Christina Caramo. I cannot believe the things that I've read in the comments made by friends that I know in the Republican Party. We're going to take a short break. We're going to dive into this a little bit deeper. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how could I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Paid for Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one, talking about the state of the Michigan Republican Party, Republicans as a whole, the infighting that's going on is absolutely astonishing to me. You see, you have to understand the mechanics of state parties. Much like the Democrat Party, the Michigan Republican Party is a corporation. It's a thing. It's an entity. It's a corporate structured organization. As a corporation, it has bylaws. that they must operate this public corporation a certain way. They have a chair, they have a vice chair, they have a secretary, they have a treasurer. That's the corporate structure that is in charge of running the day-to-day operations of the state party. What is the function of the state party? The function is to do two things. Two things. Stay completely neutral out of all primary elections until a nominee is obtained for statewide seats. What do I mean by statewide? President of the United States will be on the ballot next year in the presidential primary on February 27th. We'll get into that here in a second. Number two, U.S. Senate seat. Debbie Stabenow earlier this year announced that she's not running for re-election. Therefore, it's an open seat. Open meaning both Democrats and Republicans will be holding a primary. Candidates have already filed running on both sides. I believe 10 Republicans, 4, 5, 6 Democrats. I don't know the exact numbers of either one. I don't care. There will be a primary in August, which is way too late. In my opinion, these primaries should be held in May. After the snowbirds return, you have a May primary, the first Tuesday in May. You decide who your candidates are going to be for both the Republicans and the Democrats. Why? Because we're a two-party system. Third parties do not win any elections in Michigan, ever. Ross Perot taught me that back in the day between Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush. So you have two parties, Republicans and Democrats, picking their candidates to run against each other in the November general election. Well, if you wait until August, that doesn't give you enough time to even reach out and talk to the folks now who vote early absentee ballot. These primaries need to be moved up. But they don't do anything about it. Democrats being totally organized, usually behind one candidate. Some primaries, they don't even have opponents. For example, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Last year, 2022, nobody primary challenged her at all in the August primary. She was unopposed. Being unopposed freed up the Democrats to play games in the Republican primary. I firmly believe that many of those Democrats, the ones that are strategists, they look at things from a political strategy when they vote. They had no reason to stay home and vote for Gretchen Whitmer because she was unopposed. She automatically was going to win. With one vote, her husband or herself voting for her, she would have won with one vote. All the other Democrats could have crossed over and voted on the Republican side of the August primary ballot. They didn't. She got obviously more than one vote in the primary. But I believe a large number that play strategy crossed over and voted for Tudor Dixon to be the Republican candidate. Why? Because, number one, the DeVos family and all of the white, sexist, racist, donor class Republicans came out and endorsed her. Betsy DeVos. Pushing, lying to Donald Trump to get him to endorse her. So they had the Trump haters. They had the donor class, the racist, sexist donor class come out and endorse her. So obviously with the Proposal 3 abortion on the ballot, they voted for the candidate that had no exceptions for rape and incest. Tudor Dixon had the most farthest right conservative position on abortion, more so than any other Republican out there. Perhaps without comparing her to Pastor Ralph Reban, I think he's the only one, I'm trying to think as I'm speaking, was Pastor Ralph Reban also no exceptions for rape and incest? I can't remember. I know Kevin Rinke totally said publicly that he would make exceptions for rape and incest and the life of the mother, the false argument that is made today based on our medical technology. But I'm getting away from the main point here. Democrats crossed over and voted for Tudor Dixon in the August primary. That's how we got Tudor Dixon to go on to get her butt kicked by Whitmer. Why? Because the donor class believed the polling data that Whitmer was going to win hugely over Tudor Dixon. So even though they came out and endorsed her and gave her a little bit of money to win the primary, got Donald Trump to endorse her, they abandoned her when the polls started coming out. See, they don't care about the Republican winning. You have to understand this. Betsy DeVos, the establishment, the old guard, the donor class, which everybody says you have to cater to win an election, you got to have the donor class. You got to have the money. You got to get your message out there. Well, guess what? They, without a doubt, abandoned her and stopped funding her during the general election against Gretchen Whitmer. You have to understand that point. Many of you became precinct delegates last year because of listening to the show and learning about precinct delegates and what a precinct delegate was and how you could have so much impact on your local community. It went viral across the state of Michigan. Many of you got involved in the state party for the very first time and became precinct delegates. A handful of you learned about Robert's Rules of Order. You understood that you could organize a group of patriots, concerned parents, that became precinct delegates, that you could actually go to a county convention and have a slate organized as to who you wanted to vote for to become the leadership of your local county parties. And it happened. New leadership was elected in Antrim County, Charlevoix County. They attempted to try to do it in both Otsego and Emmett County and somewhat failed, in my opinion. But it happened in Presque Isle County. It happened in Sheboygan County. It happened in Mackinac County. It happened in Chippewa County. It happened in many counties across the state of Michigan. Well, after winning, organizing, and taking over leadership, county conventions were then held with this new leadership to send delegates to the state convention. You see, at the state conventions, that's where your leadership for this corporation, for this thing called the Michigan Republican Party, Democrat Michigan Party, where leadership for the party at the state level is elected. Many candidates ran. Matt DiPerno teamed up with Garrett Saldano. Christina Caramo teamed up with Melinda Pago, county commissioner from Muskegon. Other people, Scott Greenlee, Cool Mike, Mike Farage, many folks ran at the state convention. First round of balloting didn't happen for quite a few of those folks. The Patriots stayed till the end. There was battles going on. There was discussions being had. Quid pro quos were happening all over the place. Eventually, Christina Caramo, a black Christian woman, won and became the chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. Well, Scott Greenlee and his establishment Republicans and Betsy DeVos and many of the donor class, that meant their reign, their control over the Michigan Republican Party was over, at least for the next 2 years. They're going to take their money, their checkbooks, their donor list, take them and go home. They've basically boycotted the Michigan Republican Party because a black Christian woman became the chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. Now there are stories in the Detroit News by the communist Craig Mauger and many others that the Michigan Republican Party is bankrupt, that she has run it into the ground. No, she hasn't. The reason why they have no money, the donations are down, is because they, the establishment, donor class, the racist because she's black, the sexist because she's a woman, and the atheist, Lucifer, Satan worshipers of the Republican Party refuse to support a Christian woman, a Christian black woman. The attacks that I have seen on social media from people that I know, some of them I would even consider friends if I had any. I'm sorry, Tom Stillings. We got some major problems, buddy. I've known Tom since 2010. And I got to tell you, some of his racist posts that I've seen him put on his personal Facebook page against Christina Caramo and against black people in general. I'm just going to call it for what it is, Tom. You're a racist. Flat out. Well, they're getting ready to hold a state committee meeting on Saturday, December 2nd. Yes, the very same day we're going to be teaching Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. They're going to have a state committee meeting. And I'm going to predict it right now. They're going to vote her out. Did she break any laws? No. Did she break any rules? No. It's because they are racist, sexist, Satan worshipers. They hate everything about what Christina Caramo stands for. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.